Welcome to our podcast, where we are offering the best from Temple Solel in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Hear our clergy team of Rabbi John Linder, Rabbi Debbie Steele, and cantorial soloist Todd Herzog share their weekly insights from our Shabbat services and beyond. Temple Solel is a vibrant and engaged Reform community grounded in relationships and deeds, and elevated by Shabbat and Torah. We welcome all who seek a connection to Jewish life, regardless of religious background, race, ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic status, ability, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Don't forget to subscribe to get a notification for our next episode. Find more information at www.templesolel.org.
So I decided that tonight I did not want to give a sermon. We've had a few, and we'll have a few more for Yom Kippur, but I wanted to do a study piece. So I don't know if everyone has the handout. If you do, you have the study piece, and if not, there's a basket with them back there. It doesn't look like what I just showed. It looks like this little handout, and in there is the study piece. If you don't have it, Rabbi Linder's grabbing a few. Just, I guess, raise your hand if you need one. If you can't, if you don't have one near you. All right, super. So this is related to the theme of Shabbat Shuva, of return. In other words, I picked this because I think it's something that is meaningful for us to be thinking about at this time, as we're trying to think about how do we get closer to God, how do we live in a spiritually meaningful way. So at the top, yes, before quote number one, you see a piece from the Unatana Tokef prayer that we pray on High Holy Days. And matter of fact, before we do that, let's do the prayer for sacred study, which ends La'asok b'divrei Torah, to grapple with words of Torah. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Perfect. All right, so this is from the Unatana Tokef prayer that we pray just on the High Holy Days. It says, let us declare the powerful holiness of this day, for it is fearfully awesome, right? We have this idea that these are the days of awe, Yamim Noraim, okay? It's a time of awe. Today, God, your sovereignty is elevated. Your throne is founded on steadfast love, right? Like, what's more, in terms of a human hierarchy, right? What's more awe-inspiring than the king, right? Your throne is founded on steadfast love, and you are seated upon it in the spirit of truth. All of that verbiage is meant to evoke a sense of awe, a sense of awe. And so I want us to look at this concept of awe. What is it? Is it important to us? How might we strengthen it for ourselves? So first, number one is a quote from Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel. And if you know Heschel, he is just incredibly astute at taking concepts that are very difficult to concretize and put down into words and managing to do it. He's just amazing. So here's what he says. Awe precedes faith. It is at the root of faith. We must grow in awe in order to reach faith. We must be guided by awe to be worthy of faith. Awe rather than faith is the cardinal attitude of the religious Jew. It's a pretty striking comment there. But I wanted to point out, so look at quote number two here from Proverbs. The beginning of wisdom is fear or awe of God. It seems to kind of support Heschel. So I want to ask a couple questions here with just these two quotes as we begin. First, do you agree or disagree with Heschel? And if you agree, why is awe important in growing in faith, do you think, in your own personal experience? And if you disagree, that's great too. I'd love to hear about that. Does this quote resonate, not resonate? Awe is a beginning to faith. What does it make you think? Anybody have a thought about it? Anybody? Yeah, Bob. Yeah, I'm going to try to restate that because I don't know that people on stream can hear you, but you said awe inspires us to something that is greater than ourselves, and if we have that awe, it can lead us to that. Is that accurate? Yes, 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 I think that is the idea, that awe is the entryway. It helps us to develop a faith. Okay. Anybody have anything else they want to comment about that? Yes. I like that, a deep wowness. Yeah, and I like too that you're saying, yes. So sometimes it's a challenge or a struggle. Thank you for adding that, that we get through and then feel that sense of awe and connection. Great, great. Well, we're gonna go, let's get a little bit further at least in this. This next quote is also Heschel number 3. The meaning of awe is to realize that life takes place under wide horizons, horizons that range beyond the span of an individual life or even the life of a nation, a generation, or an era. Awe enables us to perceive in the world intimations of the divine, to see in small things the beginning of infinite significance, to sense the ultimate in the simple, to feel in the rush of the passing the stillness of the eternal. So I first want to ask somebody to restate that in their own words. What is Heschel saying here? What does he think awe is really about? When we have that aha moment, maybe not always, but this is one of the things that we can feel when we feel that aha, that sense of awe. That we're part of something far bigger, far greater, far more everlasting and expansive than us, right? That the awe evokes that in us, that we sense something more eternal than ourselves in the world. And then Alan Marinus, number 4, is kind of the same idea. Awe is a human experience of the transcendent, piercing apparent reality, a glimpse of the supreme within the mundane. However it may come to us, a moment of awe gives us a small taste of the cosmic mystery and an intuitive intimation of the divine. Awe does not protest phenomenal reality. Rather, it offers direct affirmation of the eternal that lies within the worldly. Awe is an invitation to seek, delivered directly to the heart. What do you guys think of that quote? Let me ask this question differently. Where do you feel this? When do you feel this? When do you feel this sense of the transcendent, piercing apparent reality? That sense of something more. Yes.
Lot of admiration to the divine.
Yes. Admiration to the divine. And what are the things that might bring that feeling? Sometimes it's just a recognition of that infinite. Yes. Yes, Bob. Beautiful. Just waking up in the morning, just that awareness. It's so good to be here. It's why we have the Moda Ani prayer. Thank you, God, for a new day. Yes. Were you going to say something? Okay. I wanted to share. Oh, yes, Phyllis. So Phyllis is saying sometimes when we are digging deep, trying to seek the way through a challenge, we may feel that sense that there's something there helping us. I wanted to share with you, research has suggested these eight types of things that bring about awe. You may or may not relate to all of these, but I think it's interesting. Nature, right? Sometimes out in nature you feel that sense of awe. Music, which is perfect for this Shabbat, which is Ha'azinu, a Shabbat where the Torah portion is related to song. Moral beauty or courage. Sometimes when somebody is courageous, we may have a sense of awe for what that person has done. Visual art or design. Spiritual, I think that relates to what you were saying, the spiritual. Epiphanies of truth sometimes give us that sense of awe. And life and death awareness can bring about. And there may be others, but I think that's interesting that research is kind of, and I wanted to read these because, I'll just go on before I say why. I want to bring you to number six. This is the Baal Shem Tov. And this, I think, is very important. And this is what he says. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, causes a person to err, persuading her that she has committed a great sin, even when she only failed in some stringency in the law or has done no wrong at all. The Yetzer's purpose is that she will fall into depression because of this, and this despondency will make her unable to serve her Creator. One must be aware of this trick and say to the Yetzer, you are trying to keep me from doing godly service, and you are a liar. Even if I have done a small transgression, it is more pleasing to my Creator that I don't get fixated on this stringency that I failed to observe, which will cause me sadness in doing God's service. Rather, I need to serve in joy, for this is the fundamental principle that my intention in serving is not for my own benefit, but rather to do that which is pleasing to God. And if I don't worry about this stringency that you accuse me of, God will not take it amiss. For every circumstance that I don't become fixated on, this is so that I won't refrain from godly service even for an instant. And I'm going to just read to the end here. This is a great rule of service. Beware of depression as much as possible. Therefore, don't multiply worries over everything that you do. For this is the intention of the Yetzer, to make a person fear that he won't be able to fulfill his obligations and to bring him to despair. Despair, despondency is a great hindrance to true service. And even when you really stumble in transgression, don't become overly anxious that you are unable to serve. Simply feel sadness over the transgression and then return to rejoicing in the Creator. So I share this because I think we have a world that can bring about such sadness, such depression, such anxiety, right? I mean, the news and just politics and everything, COVID, and it's not to say that it isn't important to tune in to what's going on in the world, but I think awe here is seen as an antidote or as a balance to some of the worry, that when we also open ourselves to just appreciating a new day or nature or a sense of connection to God, that it helps us be able to move forward in our life and continue to do good things because we don't allow ourselves to get too pushed down. So this is really one of the reasons I wanted to share this with you today as we think about the new year. How do we bring more awe into our lives and just try to nurture this sense of connection to the holy, to the world, to what is beautiful and eternal in it? Any thoughts about that? Well, I'm leaving you with number 7, and I hope you'll take this with you. This is a great quote from Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav, very well-known quote here, where he says, try every day to go outside for a little bit, just to appreciate the outdoors, to pray among, I was going to say the trees, but here that's a little more challenging to do that, but to appreciate nature and to have that to give you strength as you go forward. So anyway, I hope you enjoy these and think about them and that they'll be meaningful to you. And may these days of awe be truly filled with awe for all of you. Ken Yehi Ratzon, may it be God's will. Amen.